K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm up, K-State University, Eddie Greer, right back at it again, and right back at a currently overcast Kansas City, Missouri here on this Thursday. It is the 1st of May, May 1st, 2025, already May, K-State Nation, woo! So there's that as we enter on into this Thursday, the first day of May here, folks. And weather-wise, at least I'm recording this podcast outside the EG3 confines, currently raining just like it was yesterday for the EG3 recording postcast of the Garmin Marathon, Garmin Olathe Marathon, which will come out tonight, as well as along with according to this podcast, this feed. This Pro Project podcast feed, iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is your podcast. The finale, the last installment of the foundation will be coming out tonight. I recorded that with Serena, about Serena Sundell as well. And real quickly, before we talk some K-State recruiting here for a minute, them girls, like, all grown up. If you have not seen the latest photos of our K-State ladies now in the league, WNBA, Tamara Poindexter, and, of course, Serena Sundell, all-time assist leader in K-State history. Serena Sundell, they look so much older. I mean, what has happened? But they're looking good with their new respective teams. Of course, Serena Sundell getting drafted in the 3rd round by the Seattle Storm. And Tamara Poindexter signing that free agent deal with the Phoenix Mercury. They're looking good out there, working on their craft here as the summer approaches. And meanwhile, K-State football slowly approaching as well. The 2025 season, we're around the corner before you know it here, folks. We're sitting here in the first day of May. Before y'all know it, we're going to be sitting here talking first game of the season, Iowa State, K-State, over in Dublin, Ireland, to kick off the season. And already you're kicking off the year in a Big 12 game there as well. And before I went on that tangent here, there we go. K-State's been moving and shaking and baking in the transfer portal. There, they've added 2 more offensive linemen. Of course, I recorded an episode of the free agents for K-State, signing a free agent deal with respective teams. That will come out momentarily. So I've been recording stuff, but it hasn't come out yet. They're asked, well, we'll just pick and choose to see which ones come out, so stay tuned for that. But anyways, J.B. Nelson from Penn State, and the latest get from the transfer portal, Terrence Enos Jr. from Pitt, a.k.a. Pittsburgh, for those of you who are not familiar. Signed recently, committed to K-State, and they both have a year left of eligibility there as well. So it looks like, let me see here, this the spring transfer portal window, according to multiple reports I've read, has officially opened, and these two guys have officially opened the door for K-State in this spring cycle there as well. It looks like the number Nelson and Enos Jr. have now joined 12 other Division I or Division II transfers who will play for K-State this season. We have met briefly on this podcast. We don't talk a lot about recruiting on the show. Like I said, this is all things K-State sports. So here and there, we dip in it with baseball. Baseball was off yesterday, and the postcast of the Tuesday night game is up on the feed, wherever you get your podcast there. K-State, by the way, looking to solve the riddle of how to win on the road after blowing a 2-run lead in the ninth inning against Nebraska the other night. They begin a 3-game set tonight against BYU in Provo. So can they finally solve the riddle? We'll have to find that out tonight. And of course, we'll have you covered here. I ain't going nowhere anytime soon, at least not through the next month and change. Well, not really, through the next month and over half, because next time I'm out will be the trip to Minnesota, the return trip to Minnesota. But for right now, we will have it covered up until that point anyways, including the rest of the K-State baseball season. So, yeah, K-State baseball, got to figure it out, because right now they're trending, at least if they're going to try to get to a regional spot, they're going to need to pick it up, because right now this road swing really costing them, Anyways, back to football there. J.B. Nelson has played for Penn State until committing to K-State. 31 career games with Penn State, including 8 starts in 2023. He was an All-Big Ten honorable mention pick. A native originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, J.B. Nelson has seen time at both guard and tackle positions, totaling 700 snaps during his time with Penn State. Nelson has played 3 college football he has been involved in the postseason, including 3 consecutive college football playoff games, a first round win over SMU. That was last year. SMU, a victory over Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl, and of course, get played against Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Thursday, the very first day of May. Thank you, Jesus. We've entered another May, entered into another month in the month of May there as well. Flipping the coin over to Terrence Enos Jr., the latest commit from the transfer portal to start off the spring session in this little area, in this little semester, we're going to call it that. Enos Jr., 27 career games with Pittsburgh last year. He played in all 13 games, started 4 of them at different positions. He earned starts at left tackle versus SMU in Syracuse, left guard against Virginia, and right tackle against Toledo in the game above Sports Bowl in the postseason for Pittsburgh. There, Enos Jr., 383 offensive snaps in his career with the Pittsburgh Panthers. Now he's over here committing, well, not over here in Kansas City, over there to Manhattan, Kansas. And again, let's remind folks that are new to the podcast, K-State last year finished 9-4. They were picked preseason 2nd, which means they were contenders to get to Arlington for the Big 12 title game. They did not do that. Wrapped up the season with a come-behind victory over Rutgers in the Rate Bowl last December. So, and again, so you're getting versatile through these two players. So this is a couple big gets in the transfer portal for Chris Klieman and the offensive staff. Of course, Matt Wells, the new offensive coordinator. This guy's getting on my nerves. But anyways, let's steer back on track, Eddie, for a minute or two. But yeah, you're getting guys off the transfer portal that are versatile. This is what you need for K-State and going forward, obviously. But you lost Easton Kittley to the NFL, to graduation to the NFL, obviously, there. So you're getting experience as well. Of course, you're getting your leader, Avery Johnson. You got a lot of experience on the offensive side of the ball, and this is, in the past, obviously, a K-State strength, and it still is a strength for this team. So, good start for the spring portal for K-State. They're getting 2 offensive linemen, both with a lot of experience. J.B. Nelson coming over from Penn State, and Terrence Enos Jr. Coming over there from the Pittsburgh Panthers there as well. So I wanted to bring, we ready to start recruiting on this podcast. Well, figure, you know what, kind of things are kind of slowing down a little bit for the exception of baseball and, of course, women's golf going into regionals as well. This weekend, I believe that started tomorrow for the women's golf, K-State women's golf team, NCAA regionals, getting a spot there, getting a berth there as well. So I am definitely intrigued to see, follow their progress this weekend. We'll have more on that, of course, on the weekend preview. I kind of already spoiled it, but we'll have you covered throughout the weekend here in this podcast. But K-State making some moves early, right off the bat, getting some veteran offensive lineman players in the transfer portal. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts found, free to available daily. Whenever you have a chance to record K-State content, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you have not added us to your K-State playlist, you might want to do that. we're here, K-State, all things K-State sports, every single day, including Saturday and Sundays. Podbean app, me and Alex will get together tomorrow. Podbean app, Greer3Ace Podcast. Again, that is Greer3Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. And of course, tell one big Wildcat fan, purple K-State fan, about this podcast. That's going to wrap this up on this special recruiting episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from, now things are clearing up now. Things are clearing up now in Kansas City, Missouri. Can we get some sun over here? This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.